Hi, my name is Jocelyn Bishop. I'm one of the exceptional voiceover options here on Joy's professional voiceover team. I use the pronouns she, her, and they, them, and you can find my voice regularly on the Joy airwaves as part of Joy Daytimes. I've been acting in dramas and comedies on stage and have performed in a number of musicals over the last 10 years. I've also done public speaking and preaching, although not so much of that anymore. Here's an example of what I can do. The Q East Alliance is throwing a rainbow ball on April 21st at Box Hill Town Hall. All LGBTQIA plus young people and allies aged 14 to 21 are invited. Come dressed however you feel comfortable with a splash of rainbow and glitter and get involved in fun activities such as a runway, dancing, games, eating delicious food and relaxing in the chill out space. For tickets and info, search Rainbow Ball on Eventbrite. A Joy Community Service message. All throughout March is Bisexual Health Awareness Month. It's a time to reflect on the physical and mental health needs of the entire Bi-plus community. It's an opportunity to learn more about the health concerns and requirements for those who are pansexual, fluid, queer, or any other Bi-plus identifier. Join Joy in helping to support the cause and spread awareness of this crucial campaign. For more information on Bisexual Health Awareness Month, head to Joy's socials now. As the lift slowly descended, floor after floor, Ophelia leant against its velvet wall. The ambassador's parting words were still ringing in her ears. What had he meant by saying that? She was no longer so sure to have taken him in with all her lies. Whether it was the effect of that glass of champagne, the lack of sleep, or all those illusions, Ophelia didn't know, but her head was spinning. Suddenly shivering, she rubbed her arms. The contrast with the summery warmth of the garden was stark. Unless that was where the illusion stopped. While she'd thought she was hot, her body had caught cold. She noticed the record player, which was churning out a little violin tune. How on earth, she thought, do these people manage to live day in, day out in this irritating atmosphere? In the meantime, if Ophelia didn't get back soon and her room was found empty, her aunt would die of worry. From inside her hood, she observed the old lift operator with his red livery and enormous white side whiskers sticking out from his elastic-strapped hat. He was gripping his lever as a skipper does his tiller.